The semifinals have started, and we have game twos tonight. Can the Aces, the back-to-back defending champions, even the series up with the New York Liberty? And what about Minnesota? Being the first home team to lose in these playoffs, can they bounce back at home tonight? We're going to talk about it. We are in the WNBA playoffs semifinals. Shooting it, lights out. Starts right.
Sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
What's going on, good people? How y'all doing today on October 1st? We are in the 10th month of the year. And we getting closer and closer to 2025. Now, I know y'all probably gonna like, well, you live on to the app because had to take care of some things on Monday. So I couldn't go live like I usually on Monday. So I was like, I'll do it today. Because, you know, we in the semifinals. I'm not gonna miss giving y'all the show that y'all need and want. Why are we in the semifinals and we got kicked off on Sunday? We're going to get into those. We're also going to preview game twos tonight, both games tonight. Matter of fact, both semifinal games are going to be played on the same day. So there will be the same amount of rest for both teams, unless one series end in three and another series end in four or five. But both teams will keep going as long as they will, and it'll be on the same day. So if you're trying to, then you don't have to worry about figuring out if one team played this night, the other team played. Nope, they all play on the same night. All right. But with that being said, thank you for tuning in to Shooting the Lights Out on this special Tuesday. You can catch this on the Real Rise Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. That's all we located at. If you're watching live, you're watching live on our Playmakers Bar Sports Network YouTube channel. You're also watching live on our Playmakers Bar Facebook channel and my personal LinkedIn page. So we are live on those three platforms, and then the Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio are all streaming platforms that you can listen to after the show, including Real Rise Radio will be airing this on Thursday night, 7 o'clock p.m. prime time. Also, you can catch this on 502 American Angel Radio on Fridays during the day as well. Now, we got some news to get into, so we're going to jump right into Around the Hardwood. And we're going to begin it with the sudden passing of Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo. Dies of brain cancer at the age of 58. Dikembe Mutombo, the Hall of Famer, Wayne Figure Center, who spent much of his post-basketball career as an ambassador for the sport, died of brain cancer at the age of 58, the NBA announced on Monday. Mutombo's family revealed 2 years ago that he was undergoing treatment in Atlanta for a brain tumor that certainly took his life. Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, said, quote, Dikembe Mutombo was simply larger than life. On the court, he was one of the greatest shot blockers and defensive players in the history of the NBA. Off the floor, he poured his heart and soul into helping others. There was nobody more qualified than Dikembe to serve as the NBA's first global ambassador. He was a humanitarian at his core. He loved what he did for the game and could do more positive impact on communities, especially in his native Dominican Republic of the Congo, and across the continent of Africa. I had the privilege of traveling the world with Dikembe and seeing firsthand how his generosity, compassion, uplift people. He was always accessible at NBA events over the years. With his infectious smile, deep, booming voice, and signature finger wag that endeared him to basketball fans of every generation. Close quote. That was from Commissioner Adam Silver. Now, those of you who don't know about Dikembe Mutombo, Dikembe Mutombo played 18 years in the NBA. He played for the Denver Nuggets, the Atlanta Hawks, Philadelphia 76ers, New Jersey Nets when there was the New Jersey Nets. Now they are called the Brooklyn Nets, but before then, New Jersey Nets, New York Knicks, and the Houston Rockets before retiring after the 2008-2009 season. Out of all these teams, he was most famous for his run with the Atlanta Hawks and the 76ers. The 7'2" Mutombo graduated playing at Georgetown under the great coach John Thompson at the time, a very great coach. He was a 3-time All-NBA selection. He was an 8-time All-Star. He ranked 20th in rebounding. He ranked 2nd in blocks behind the Dream, Hakeem Olajuwon, a full-time Defensive Player of the Year. It's just, it was a heartbreaking sad day in the NBA on Monday, especially Monday morning when news broke. I first heard the news broke when I was watching First Take. And I think they came back from a commercial break. It was like close to the 10:30 mark, I believe. Coming back from commercial break, and I hear Marta Campbell saying we have breaking news here, and she said that Dikembe Mutombo has passed. So I watched him when he was with the Hawks. I watched him when he was with the 76ers. Defensive guy. Like, when you look at Rudy Gobert, he's, I would say this, even though some people might disagree with it because what the kind of level of Dikembe Mutombo played at, because he played at a bigger level than Rudy Gobert. But Rudy Gobert is like this generation's Dikembe Mutombo. He is a full-time Defensive Player of the Year. Just throwing that out there. But he does block a lot of shots. I don't think he gets rebounds, but he don't get them at the rate that Dikembe was going at. But for you young ones or people who watch basketball and don't know about Dikembe Mutombo, your version of Dikembe Mutombo, your similarity, should I say, similarity or version for this generation of Dikembe Mutombo will be Rudy Gobert. But I will say Dikembe Mutombo was probably a better scorer than Rudy Gobert. I would give him that. So, yeah, sad news to start off with, but Dikembe Mutombo gone at the age of 58. Now, let's get to something that happened over the weekend, which threw me for a loop because I wasn't expecting no trade to happen during the offseason when we both couple of weeks away from the start of the regular season. New York Knicks send Randall DiVincenzo to Minnesota for Towns. The New York Knicks and Minnesota Timberwolves are finalizing a blockbuster trade, if they haven't finalized it already, that will send all-star Julius Randle along with Dante DiVincenzo and a 2025 top 13 protected first round pick via the Detroit Pistons from New York to Minnesota in exchange for Karl Anthony Towns. So basically, Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, and a top 13 protected pick is going to Minnesota, and Karl Anthony Towns is heading to the Big Apple. Now, the Charlotte Hornets are 13 in this trade. And they will be getting a draft conversation. So basically helping both teams work out the financial difficulties in this trade. It was said that talks between New York and Minnesota had taken place all summer, but picked up steam in the past few days when Charlotte was brought in as the 13th, sources say. The trade was not expected to be for a couple of days. Still hasn't been finalized yet to this day from what I've been reading upon, but it is what it is. New York get them a big man because they will be without Mitchell Robinson for some part of the beginning of this season as he was recovering from offseason surgery. If I remember correctly, I think we talked about it was his ankle or knee, one of the two. So this is a crazy trade. I'm still trying to put the pieces together. So you're going to have Rudy Gobert, Julius Randle, along with Anthony Edwards. Then you put in Carl Anthony Towns with Jaden Brunson, Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart. Knicks making move. If I had to pick a team that won the offseason, it is the New York Knicks, man. If I put it plain and simple, they brought in Mikal Bridges. They re-signed Anunoby. Okay, so they kept Anunoby. They bring in Mikal Bridges. You still got Josh Hart. Jalen Brunson got a contract extension. Now you bringing in Carl Anthony Towns in a trade. New York is on one. I got to give them that. They are trying to complete with the Boston Celtics as the reigning NBA champions. You know, Philly still got something to say because they brought in Paul George during the offseason. So, man, the East might be something to look at this upcoming season because with this trade is a lot. And then we're going to see what happens with Minnesota. You get to the Western Conference Finals. You lose to Dallas. You make this trade. We're going to see if Julius Randle is healthy to play regardless. That's the first thing we got to worry about. Is Julius Randle healthy to play? You bring in Dante DiVincenzo. You brought in the sniper. So that should be good. They help Anthony Edwards and Mike Conley, you know, spread the floor because he's a sniper. He can shoot the long ball. You still got a defensive player of the year in Rudy Gobert. Now, if Julius Randle is healthy and he's willing to play ball, Minnesota could be up to something. But if Julius Randle is not healthy, but they still got 9-3, so that might help too. But if Julius Randle is not healthy, it could be problematic up in the Twin Cities. Just throwing that out there. But good. It's a nice trade, though. I'm going to see how this trade works, though. I'll come back probably midway through the season to see how this trade is going. Cause I can't say right now, but on paper, it looks good for the Knicks. It looks real good for the Knicks on paper. All right. Now let's go to the WBA real quick. Kinetic Sun, the Naja Carrington named Kia WBA Most Improved Player. She did have a Most Improved Player. She went from a player who was coming off the bench to a person that is starting for the Kinetic Suns and playing a big role for the Kinetic, especially leading the defense. Even though you have Breonna Jones, you have Alisa Thomas, and you have Devon Obama, she is the catalyst on the defensive end for the Kinetic Suns. She is guarding the best player or the best guard of the opposing team. She was the one that welcomed Caitlin Clark into the WNBA properly. But that physical in your nose defense that she plays, she guarded Sabrina Nisca when they played in the New York Liberty. She guarded Jackie Young, Chelsea Plum, and Chelsea Gray to a sustained when they were playing the Las Vegas Aces. She don't shy away from no challenge. So Dejanay Carrington, congratulations on being the most improved player and is well deserved. Okay, well deserved. The Minnesota Lynx, Nafisha Kalia. She didn't get MVP. She did get Professor Player of the Year, which is interesting because guess who came in second? The person that won MVP, Aja Wilson. Aja Wilson won MVP. Guess who came in second? Defensive Player of the Year, Nafisha Kalia. See, this whole time when y'all talking about Caitlin Clark and she should be in this conversation, that conversation, I was sitting here like, did y'all forget about Nafisha Kalia? Did y'all forget what she was doing with the Minnesota Lynx? She finished second in the MVP vote. Now she's Defensive Player of the Year over the MVP, Aja Wilson. Nafisha Kalia got 36 of the votes to Aja Wilson's 26 votes. She had 10 more votes than the MVP to get Defensive Player of the Year. And I'm not going to argue because guess what? Minnesota was a whole different team. Nobody expect Minnesota to be like this. Nobody expect Nafisha Kalia to play where she's been playing on both sides of the ball, scoring the way she's been scoring and defending like she's been defending. It's well deserved from Nafisha Kalia. I wouldn't have been mad if Aja Wilson would have got it too. I wouldn't have been mad if Aja Wilson would have swept the MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. I wouldn't have been mad, but I'm not mad that Nafisha Kalia got Defensive Player of the Year. I'm just telling you how I feel. But I'm happy she got an award and she deserved it. There'll be no fighting over here. We're not done with Minnesota and Timberwolves because their coach, Cheryl Reeve, was named Coach of the Year and executive of the year. Well, you talking about the coach who gave a surprising season of the Minnesota Lynx? You talking about a coach who led them to the Commissioner's Cup? You talking about a coach who was able to bring in the talent that she needed to bring in to fit her style, to fit her coaching prowess, being defensive and physical and toughness? Who else would you put in there? Now, you could say Chrissy Seiss from Indiana. Brought a team that only won like 8 games last year. Got them to win 20 games before they ultimately got destroyed and ousted by the Connecticut Sun, like I told people. I didn't like this matchup for the Indiana Fever, regardless if they could avoid the New York Liberty, the Connecticut Suns, or the Las Vegas Aces. They might have a chance. They ran into the Connecticut Suns and 2-0, just like that. Caitlin Clark's season was over. So Chris could have got some votes. Don't know. But I'm not mad. Cheryl Reeves, now she can add Coach of the Year to her belt, Executive of the Year to her belt, along with a gold medal head coach of the U.S. Women's National Team to her belt all in 2024. Now we get to WNBA Liver's record setting 2024 season. All right. In this regular season of 2024 in the WNBA, most watched WNBA regular season on ESPN platforms ever, set single game attendance record and highest total attendance in 22 years, all-time records for digital consumption and merchandise sales. It's been a hell of a year for the WNBA in 2024. The WNBA delivered its most watched regular season in 24 years, finished with its highest attendance in 22 years, and set the digital comps and merchandise record in 2024. The WNBA attracted an all-time record of more than 54 million unique viewers across ABC, CBS, ESPN, ESPN2, ION Television, and NBA TV. A record 22 regular season game telecast averaged at least 1 million viewers. The season was consumed for a record 136.29 million hours across all national networks. Okay. Attendance. The WNBA had its highest total attendance in 22 years. 2,353,735. That is 48% higher than last season. The league's 154 sellouts marked a 242% increase from last season, which was at 45. And then merchandise. WNBA merchandise sales both online at WNBAstore.com and the flagship location in New York City were up 601% from 2023. In addition, merchandise sales at Dick's Sporting Goods increased by 233% compared to last season. So congratulations to the WNBA, shattering records. It was a record-breaking season. Of course, most people are going to give credit to Caitlin Clark. I mean, it is what it is. Some people going to give credit to Angel Reese. Some people going to give credit to both Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. And the fact that you got eyes on the WNBA, and then from there, they got to see Asia Wilson light it up for the Las Vegas Aces and showing why she is the queen of the WNBA. The featured Kyra in Minnesota doing her thing. Sabrina Nescu, Breonna Stewart doing their thing up in New York. You got to see a rare talent and what the WNBA has to offer. It's been an exciting year, and it continues to be exciting. So I am happy for the WNBA to set these records. Congratulations. Now we get to the expansion news, because guess what? We do have an expansion team coming in 2025. That would be the Golden State Valkyries with their expansion draft date set for December 6th. Okay. The expansion draft for the Golden State Valkyries will be held on December 6th and it will be aired on ESPN, by the way. The league said on Monday. The league unveiled additional details of how the expansion draft will go. This is the first time their league is doing an expansion draft since 2008. And with that being said, so every team in the WNBA, all 12 teams in the WNBA, they will each send a list of roster of players on their roster. And these teams can protect up to 6 players. So, for example, since I'm a New York Liberty fan, I'm going to use my team as for example. So, if New York Liberty going to protect players, it'll be Sabrina Ionescu would be 1. Breonna Soule would be 2. John Carell Jones probably be 3. Laween Frisbis, our rookie sniper, would be 4. You got Banaja Nene Hamilton would be 5. And our 6th person would probably be Kayla Thornton. That'll probably be the 6 players we'll probably protect, which means they can't talk to or be swayed to go to Golden State. All right. But those outside of the 6 players that are not protected, Golden State will have the opportunity to negotiate with those players, sign these players, and start to build a roster for the 2025 season. So that's how that would go. That'll be on December 6th, okay? So that should be something to look forward to when it comes to this expansion team coming forward. And there probably going to be some more expansion news coming soon, because I know we got Portland up, Toronto is up, and they're still looking to add another team. And I know a couple of cities that are in the running for it. And until I get more details, I'm not going to speak on it. But that's it for that. And then something that happened today. It hit my news around about 12. I want to say 12. Early this morning. 10:43 this morning. Basketball powerhouse Gonzaga to join Pac-12 for the 2026 season. The practice is having Gonzaga as a member in all sports that the sport plays starting in July 2026. The conference announced this morning on Tuesday. Gonzaga brings a rich basketball tradition to the refurbished Pac-12 as the Zags have reached the round of 16 of the men's NCAA tournament 9 consecutive years. According to sources, talks intensified over the past 3 days. Gonzaga brings strong media value to the league from a basketball perspective, and is one of the sport's top brands and most consistent winners. The Bulldogs have reached every men's tournament that have been played since 1999, a streak of 25 straight NCAA tournament appearances. Not to mention that the Lady Bulldogs of Gonzaga, they just made a run to the Sweet 16 this past tournament. So they are looking up for Gonzaga, and then now they are coming to the Pac-12. Good move for Mark Few and that crew over there in Gonzaga. Now they'll be joining San Diego State, Colorado State, Utah State, Fresno State, Boise State, along with Washington State and Oregon State. That's 8 teams in the Pac-12 thus far. Could be some more to come for the Pac-12 as they continue to reshape as what happened to the Pac-12. So that will do it for the Around the Hardwood segment. All right, we're going to take a commercial break here. And then when we come back, we got to get into it, because we have WNBA semifinals happening currently, and game 2s are tonight. We'll be back.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes ripped through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much. And you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the NFC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gear, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Hey, Eagle.
I love you, you morons. You kids on the block. New edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how I become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out here. Now that we got our news and notes out the way, we are in the semifinals of the WNBA playoffs. And just like you saw us begin the show, here it is for you again. The Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty will meet in a WNBA Finals rematch. This time it's in the semifinals, so that means only one can make it back to the finals. And then in the other matchup, we have the Kinetic Suns going against the Minnesota Lynx. Now, before I recap what took place in game one, let me give you some of these stats right here. In the Las Vegas Aces New York Liberty matchup, the New York Liberty has swept the regular season matchup, going 3-0 over the defending back-to-back WNBA champions, Las Vegas Aces. They beat them in the first matchup was back in June 15th, but the Liberty won at Las Vegas 90-82. They also took the second game back in August 17th. That was also in Vegas, 79-67. Then the last matchup was September 8th, where that was in New York, and the Liberty took that one 75-71. For the Suns and Lynx, the Kinetic Suns took that regular season series 2-1. The Suns winning the first two matchup. The first one was back in May 23rd up in Connecticut, 83-82. That game went into overtime. The second matchup was in Minnesota. That was between the Suns and the Lynx. July 4th of July, 78-73. The Suns win in Minnesota. And then the lone win for the Minnesota Lynx was the game was back in Connecticut, September 17th. Lynx 78, Suns 76. Now that we got that in there, let's go dive into what took place in game one. We both games started on Sunday. As you can see here, New York Liberty 10-point win over the Aces. The Suns 3-point win over the Lynx. Let's dive into it. It was, as you expect, when you got two teams that met in the WNBA Finals to match off in the earlier round this go-around. Close game to begin with, but Stewie and Sabrina was not going to allow AJ Wilson and the champs to beat them at home to take that 1-0 lead. As you can see here, we have the Liberty shot 50% from the field, 42% from three-point range. The Aces shot 28% from three-point range. That's not good numbers. Definitely not good numbers. Got to cut down on turnover with their Liberty because, you know, can't be having more turnovers than the Aces because that usually gets them out and running. But we held them down 31 rebounds, okay? And then, you know, like I said, Stewie and Sabrina did their thing. Stewie gave me 34 points with 5 boards and 4 assists. Sabrina gave me 21 points, 5 dimes and 4 boards. I'm happy about that. John Crell gave me a double-double with 13 and 12. 1-0, baby. 1-0 in the best of 5 series here. The MVP, Asia Wilson, 21 points, 6 boards, 5 assists. Kelsey Plum tried her best to keep her team in it with 24 points. Jackie Young, 17. Chelsea Gray, only 4 points, 1 assist. That's the most. I know a lot of people are going to look at the points, so you can't, yeah, do me, yeah, give me more than 4 points, but she only got 1 assist. We're talking about Chelsea Gray here, the point guard, as Stephen A. will say. She's known for putting the ball in spots that you don't expect her to put it at for her teammates to make easy buckets. 1 assist? That's not good. That is not Chelsea Gray basketball. Worse for me because I'm New York Liberty fan. I want New York Liberty to win the title. But if I'm being a basketball analyst, Chelsea Gray, you got to be the point guard, as people call you. You was not the point guard on Sunday, and now your team is down 1-0. Okay. Now Phoebus, only 6 points. She had a breakout first playoff series against the Atlanta Dream, but we're going to need Phoebus to be on point. She did go 2-for-4 on shooting, which both of them being 3, so she took her shots when she could. But yes, the triple threat of Breonna Stewart, Sabrina Nesco, and John Crowell Jones, they're going to have to bring this home. Phoebus, Belizea Naomi Hamilton, Kaylin Thornton off the bench, Courtney Vanishu off the bench, Natu Sabali off the bench. When y'all numbers are called, be productive. Don't try to go all out. Be productive, though, okay? Be productive. So then when Stewie, Sabrina, and JJ get going and y'all being productive, it makes it hard for the Liberty to be beaten, all right? So it's a good start. It's the best of 5, though. We know the Aces are going to come back because this is what they do. They are the champs for the reason. Back-to-back champs, by the way. So we got to stay grounded, all right? Got to stay grounded. That was the first game on Sunday. The second game on Sunday had the Suns become the first road team of the 2024 season to win the playoff game. To win the playoff game on the road, they beat the Minnesota Lynx 73-70. If I'm being completely honest, the Suns controlled this game from opening tap. The Connecticut Suns controlled this game. Okay, they controlled this game. They was not going to let Aficia Kaya go off on them like she did against the Phoenix Mercury when she had a combined 80 points in 2 games, which they end up sweeping the Phoenix Mercury and Diana Taurasi, by the way. But the Connecticut Suns, they was on point with their defense. I had to give them credit where credit is due, as you can see here. If Minnesota can't shoot threes, they are beatable. Very beatable. 25% from three-point range at home. It's not going to get it done if you're the Minnesota Lynx. You did shoot 41.5% from the field goal. As little bit better than Connecticut, 41.3, but Connecticut shot almost 41% from three-point range to your 25% from three-point range. That's going to get you beat in the playoffs. Even if you at home, as you can see here, that's get you beat, okay? Now, what did Connecticut do on the defensive end? Well, Look at Afisha Collier. I didn't highlight her, but you can see here, Afisha Collier, 7 to 16. She almost shot 50% from the field. 0 for 2 from 3-point range, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, but she only had 19 points. You know the one thing that they didn't do? They did not put Afisha Collier on the free throw line. Afisha Collier had a hard time scoring over top of Alicia Thomas. She had a hard time scoring over DeJuan Obama. She had a hard time scoring over Brianna Jones. She had a hard time scoring over players. She had a hard time scoring over players, and it showed. Kayla McBride, this might have to be a series when you need to come alive, because when you come alive, Kayla McBride, Minnesota is difficult to beat. Those of you who have been paying attention, you know what I'm saying. It's true. I have a watch. When Kayla McBride is on, it's a whole different Minnesota Lynx team that you have to deal with. They start racking and rolling, turning you over, and they out and running because now Kayla McBride and that three-point shooting ability has come alive. That three-point shooting had come alive in game one. As you can see, look at the starters. Carlton, 3-for-6. Smith, 0-for-4. Collier, 0-for-2. McBride, 1-for-5. Williams, 1-for-2. That's 5 makes that I see. And I see, 10, 15. That's 5 and 19. That's not going to get it done. It's not. Okay. And then the trade that continues to look, that continues to make Chicago look bad. Because you traded Marina Marbury during the All-Star break, during the Olympic break, should I say, right? Into the All-Star size Olympic break. You traded her. Chicago went falling and tumbling down. They didn't make the playoffs, even though they were still in contention. Then you fired Coach Witherspoon after 1 year, saying she was difficult for the front office to work with. That's a whole nother topic I can get into. I'm not going to do one in this episode because I want to focus on the playoffs. But just keep that in mind. The reason that y'all used to fire Coach Teaspoon, very questionable. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say right now. But Maria Marbury, 20 points to lead the Connecticut Suns in a road victory in Minnesota. Alicia Thomas, 17 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. She almost had a triple-double again in the playoffs. She already has 4. She almost had 5. DeJuan Obama, 10 points, 11 boards, 5 assists. Dejounte Kane, the most improved player of the year, 13 points, 9 boards, 4 assists. One team looked like a well-oiled machine, and the other team was struggling on their home court. That's how you take a 1-0 lead and you take home court advantage that fast. So shout out to Connecticut. They have snatched home court from Minnesota. Can Minnesota respond? Because guess what? Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have game 2s tonight. At 7:30 on ESPN2. Don't turn to ESPN. Baseball playoffs is on ESPN. Okay. As of right now, we do have the first game of the wild card round on ABC right now. So don't look at ESPN. ESPN2. ESPN2. It's your games for the night. 7:30 p.m. at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. The Las Vegas A's will look to rebound and even this series up before it shifts to Vegas for games 3 and 4. Well, if they do win, we will have a game 4. But if the New York Liberty takes game 2, it could be done in 3. Which is quite possible, by the way. Those who are my betting people, I got your numbers right here. The New York Liberty on ESPN Bet are 4.5-point favorites to defend home court to take a 2-0 lead. So those of you want to know. ESPN Analytics says 60.9% in favor of the New York Liberty. The Aces are only getting 39.1. All right. But I will say this. I am looking for a better outputting from the MVP in Asia Wisdom, even though she didn't have a bad outing. I want to see if Kelsey Plum can still do what she does. And I want to see if Chelsea Gray, the point guard, can turn into the point guard tonight. And as for my New York Liberty, the triple threat, Breonna Stewart, Sabrina Nescu, JJ, y'all pick up where y'all left off in game 1. Phoebus, take your shots. Be confident in them because we know you can hit them. Elijah Naney, y'all know you still if you are back to 100%, I need that defensive intensity that I know from you to be, that defensive wizard that you are, I need that to show up. Caleb Thorne, when you come off the bench, handle your business. Do what you got to do. I want this 2-0 lead. And then for the Connecticut Suns and the Minnesota Lynx, Connecticut would love to go up 2-0 to head home with two home games to put out Minnesota. But I expect Minnesota and Coach Reeves, who is the coach of the year and executive of the year, to be that coach tonight at 9:30 in Minnesota to even the series up at 2. Minnesota, according to ESPN Bet, 4.5-point favorite, same as New York Liberty. They have a 58.1% chance of winning game 2, according to ESPN Analytics, and the Connecticut Sun has a 41.9% chance of going up 2-0. If you're Connecticut, see if Minnesota can find something different from what you did in game 1. Because you made sure LaFisha Kai didn't go off. You shut down the three-point shooting ability for Minnesota, and you had a business on the road. Alicia Thomas, Brianna Bommel, both with double-doubles. Alicia Thomas almost had a triple-double. Dejanay Carrington filled in when she needed to fill in there. And Maria Marbury has been, so far, the best player in the playoffs thus far. The most consistent one at that. So, if she continues to be that sniper that she is, it's going to be hard to beat Connecticut. But for Minnesota, Nafisha Collier, you were second in the MVP. Can you rise your level? From what you did during the regular season to, can you rise it up in the playoffs? Because this is where you become great. You were fantastic in a regular season. But to be amongst the greatness of the greatest of the WNBA, you need to rise your level up in the playoffs. It was a struggle in game 1. I understand. But can you rise your level up? Kelly McBride, can you be that sniper that Minnesota needs you to be? Because when you are sniping from long range, you're not beating Minnesota. Kayla McBride sniping from long range. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Because when she's sniping from long range, you ain't stopping the Fisher Carter from doing what she got to do. Bridget Carlton, you know how to find your moments. You know how to take your moments. Can you find your moments in game 2 tonight and take your moments? Because if Connecticut goes to Minnesota and take both games in Minnesota, Minnesota's done. We will see the Connecticut Suns in the WNBA Finals. I'm just going to tell you that right now. If Minnesota sweeps both games in Minnesota, stick a fork in Minnesota. They are done. So Minnesota has to win tonight to keep their playoff hopes alive to reach the WNBA Finals. For the Aces, it'll be preferred if they won game 2 tonight. It'll be preferred so they won't go home and have to win 3 games in a row to make it back to the WNBA Finals. Remind me what they mean. Defend home court because we have 2 chances in Las Vegas to get that done and over with. Hopefully we can, and if not, game 5 is back in the Barclays Center. So this is what we have going on tonight. And then game 3s will be on Friday. Friday, ladies and gentlemen, October 4th will be game 3s. We'll begin in Connecticut when the Suns host the Minnesota Lynx at 7:30 on ESPN2. Then follow that, we take the trip to Vegas for the Aces and Liberty at 9:30 p.m. Will Connecticut and New York be up 2-0? Or will both of these series be 1-1? We shall see, okay? But we are here, and we're getting closer to the WNBA Finals. Who will be there to meet? We'll find out when I come back next week. Hopefully back on Monday. So with that being said, enjoy game 2 tonight. Enjoy game 3 Friday. And I'll see y'all back here next week to see if we have a WNBA final set or we have games 4s and 5s to look forward to when we come back. Thank y'all for tuning in on the Playmakers Blog Sports Network YouTube channel, the Playmakers Blog Facebook channel, my personal LinkedIn page. Also, you can catch the replay of this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. It'll be live on the Real Rise Radio on Thursday and then also on 502 American Angel Radio on Fridays. I am the Playmaker down in silence. I will see y'all later, and y'all enjoy your WNBA playoffs. Deuces.
You've done great, but you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You got to keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you got to keep pushing. Now, finish your canvas.
Yeah. Gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.